Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This show is part of the Panoply Pilot Project, where you help greenlight new podcasts. If you like it, hit subscribe to vote for more episodes.
This episode of Buy the Book is brought to you by Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/buy the book. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/buy the book. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Buy the Book is also brought to you by Audible, with an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more. Get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial at audible.com/pilot.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Do you ever feel like this?
I just fucking hate myself. How can you sell a product that you hate?
That's me, ugly crying on a typical day. I'm Jolenta Greenberg, a self-hating comedian that can't hold down a real job. I'm a mess, and honestly, I am sick of feeling like a helpless failure, so I am going to try something. I am going to do self-help books religiously, as many as I can get my little failure hands on. And this is my friend Kristen.
I grew up in Minnesota, where people have no time for belly aching. If you whine about having no shoes, someone's going to say, "What about the man with no feet?" That's me, Kristen Meinzer. I have a retirement account. I think astrology is stupid. And this is Buy the Book.
Buy the Book! Buy the Book!
In each episode of Buy the Book, we choose a different self-help book to live by, follow it to the letter, and weigh in on whether or not it actually changed our lives.
I mean, I love my life, Jolenta. You know my life is awesome. I'm just here to keep you from going off the rails.
How so?
I mean, if I start seeing daily Facebook postings from you with, like, hashtag blessed, or you start consulting crystals to know, like, which underwear to wear every day of the week, then, seriously, I am taking away all your self-help books.
But you can't blame me, right? I just quit a great job because it was driving me insane. There was a fire in my apartment building that left me homeless for a year. Right after that fire, my therapist suddenly died of a brain tumor.
Oh, yeah, and you never complain either. There's that issue.
Kristen, we can't all be as balanced as you.
But it took a lot of work to get this way. You know about my years of therapy. You know that I've done a lot of stuff that's maybe not the best for me. You know, I've made a lot of mistakes. I've forgiven my younger self for some of the things I've done.
But you did all that stuff and you learned a lesson and then you helped yourself. Then you grew on your own. And for some reason, I feel like I'm missing that final step.
The help yourself part?
The help yourself part.
You mean,
you know,
the thing that self-help books claim that they can help you do?
Exactly,
for yourself.
Kristen.
Some
yes.
help. Yeah. You know what? Let's do it.
Yes, let's do it.
We're going to start with the granddaddy of them all, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne.
This is the great secret of life.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
The Secret claims that you can manifest thoughts into things by turning yourself into a magnet for what you want. This is called the Law of Attraction. And according to The Secret, the Law of Attraction is as real as the Law of Gravity.
And the book is insanely popular. It sold 20 million copies worldwide.
And Oprah loves it.
It is the secret to creating the life you truly want. Make more money, lose weight, fall in love, land your dream job. Isn't that amazing?
And tons of normal people love it too.
My mom's read it. I've read it. I was a nurse in a psych ward also, and I always recommended my patients read it.
I read it. Changed my life. I think a lot of people liked it because when the book says you can do anything you set your mind to, it's something we all want to hear.
There have been times where it's really, really worked for me, and I've written down what I wanted my life to look like and who I want to live it with and all these things.
I do go back to it from time to time, sort of like a recharge. I always try to just remember that you pretty much get whatever you look for in your life. Just having that in the back of my mind seems to have made a difference.
Now, we mentioned that The Secret helps you to manifest thoughts into things. It also walks you through how to apply The Secret for health, for wealth, love, even world peace.
And you can achieve all of this, again, with the Law of Attraction. The book says it is the principle of the universe that states, like attracts like. Meaning, you attract things and events to you that match the energy you are putting out into the world. So if you spend all day worrying shitty things are going to happen to you, the universe is going to bring you all those shitty things. And ideally, if you put out positive and successful vibrations into the universe, you'll find your life is suddenly full of happiness and abundance.
And The Secret gives us many different ways to use the magic properties of the Law of Attraction.
You are supposed to keep a gratitude journal where you write down what you're thankful for every day.
You need to write or say out loud a daily affirmation so you can tell the universe what you want and what you see yourself becoming.
The book says you should write a check to yourself, like a bank check, in the amount that you think you're worth. Put it in a prominent place so you see it every day.
You should also make a vision board, a collage of pictures of things you want in your life. Put this in a prominent place too, maybe next to that check you wrote for yourself.
You should also smile for 60 seconds straight every day to help you get in the practice of experiencing joy. Yep, just force those face muscles to smile.
And most importantly, The Secret says you have to visualize you have all the things you want so hard it feels like you already have them.
And since The Secret says you need to do all this, that is exactly what we did to the letter for 2 weeks.
All right, Jolenta, tell me about your first week living The Secret.
Girl, my first week started out rough. On day one, I made a vision board, and I gave my husband, Brad, a tour of it.
Okay, what else?
What else?
What do you want to show me?
Here's a picture of a car, and it's a really nice Jag, but it's not because I don't want a car. I don't want a car. I don't want a car either. I want it to be driven around all the time, though, in a nice car. I want to be in that little car.
Why do you want to be driven around?
Because sometimes I don't want to take the train, and sometimes I'm sick of walking, and you never let me get cars.
Oh, like you'd be okay if it was just
an
Uber.
Yeah, it could be just an Uber Jag or Lyft Jag.
Okay. You are really loud right now.
I know. I get excited. And you always told me to be quiet.
You're performing for your podcast.
I am not. You always tell me to be quiet when I'm excited.
I don't tell you.
Yes,
to
you
be
do.
Quiet.
Well, you tell me I'm loud.
Oh, yeah. No, when you're actually shouting. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be a dick.
I don't mean to silence
you. Do you have any other fucking questions about my vision board, darling?
Yeah. Who is that?
That's Marina Abramovich. Don't.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah. Apparently, it is hard to own your dreams. Later on, I wasn't doing much better with my affirmations. You know, affirmations are supposed to be said in the present tense, as if you already have what you want. Listen, I am so happy and grateful now that I'm a popular, innovative, politically minded comedian who performs all over the country. I'm proud of what I do, and that makes it easy for me to love myself and my body. Just keep reading, Jolie. You can do this. It's easy for me to be myself, and it's easy for me to love and enjoy my relationship with a wonderful, sexy man. Also, I love having a calm, balanced, well-behaved dog. He's great.
Oh, that's wonderful, Jolenta.
Thank you. It's sad that I have to just force myself so hard to say things that, other than being like a popular, well-known comedian, like the other things I'm asking for are super basic. like myself, like feel confident that my dog's not a piece of shit. Like I'm not reaching for the stars. And really, throughout the first week, I repeated all these things I wanted, and I felt like I was living a lie. But I did start noticing one big change from living by the secret towards the end of week one. Listen, I'm walking my dog, and I practice my 1 minute of smiling. And while I am smiling, the second I start smiling, a woman walks up to me and asks for directions to get to Fort Greene Park. And she's a tourist, and I can tell that she is Japanese because I have studied Japanese for like half of my life. And I got to speak to her in Japanese, which is crazy because for the past few weeks, I've been thinking so much about how I learned Japanese for a billion years and never use it. And like, it'd be nice to use it once in a while. And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm practicing smiling, I'm practicing gratitude, I'm appreciating nature. And the universe plops someone in my lap who literally just wants to have a quick, easy conversation in Japanese. Like, that felt very secret-y. I don't know.
That never happens to you.
No, it never does. No one ever approaches me outside of my home, ever. And I try to keep it that way. So it was bizarre that I started getting approached by numerous people for directions. So while I wasn't necessarily feeling the secret working, it seems like other people were seeing me differently. At least I must appear more open and cheerful and happy if strangers are talking to me.
Was this all happening while you were smiling for 60 seconds straight?
I mean, I did pause my smile to have a conversation, and then I went back to smiling. But the conversation happened mid-smile exercise, yes.
Your magnet was powerful.
You know it. How was your first week, Kristen?
Well, first and foremost, I have to say I was completely mortified and embarrassed to be seen in public reading this book. So I was convinced everybody was staring at me, but actually it seemed that nobody noticed at all. Or on the rare occasions that they noticed, they would actually come up to me and say, "Oh my God, I love that book." And that made me think maybe they weren't very smart. So that's judgy
Kristen,
me. I know, I'm really bad.
Okay, so beyond your embarrassment, Kristen, how was it?
Okay, so beyond my embarrassment, I went into this full hog. Because I love you, I wrote myself a $10,000 check because that's what I wanted to be able to cash at the end of 2 weeks. Yes, $10,000. I had a daily affirmation I would say all the time. It went like this.
I am health. I am wealth. I am love.
Then I would make my husband Dean do it with me.
I am health. I am wealth. I am love.
Health because I am always getting sick, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth, because the secret wants us to be rich, and frankly, so do I. I want to be rich. And love, because, you know, love is great. And we'd always do it in that whisper tone.
It makes it more magical when you say it like that.
I wrote every day in my gratitude journal. I made my vision board, which, look, I brought with me today.
It
Hello.
Is beautiful.
I'm not sure if you noticed that one font that you see over and over again. That's from the IKEA catalog because
oh my
I actually didn't have that many magazines to work with.
You do have a picture of Dolly Parton.
Yes. So yes.
That's all that
she
matters.
She is love. Ugh. And she's also health and wealth, right?
Yeah.
She's all those things.
And just pure genius.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We should all be more like Dolly. Anywho. So I did all of those things, and then I had positive thoughts. I said out loud what I was hoping for, not what I was hoping to avoid. I had my daily gratitude journal, and I tried to manifest, using the language of the book, I manifested thoughts into things. And at first, things actually seemed to be going my way. So, for example, my husband Dean and I were caught in traffic. We were stuck behind a slow car, and I willed the car to move out of our way. You should just drive. I'm gonna manifest it. Here. See, I'm moving my hand. The slow car is moving into the slow lane.
I believe.
No. You're laughing at me. I'm totally gonna do it. Look. Infinity QR, whatever that car is. You're gonna move to the right lane. I'm doing the Tai Chi move.
It wants to do it.
Oh my God, there it goes. There it goes.
Oh. Ah, it's going. It's going.
You did it.
See ya, sucker.
So long, sucker.
That's amazing.
We manifested it. Also, Dean and I played the Powerball, and we actually won.
Wait, we're Powerball, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Powerball.
Yeah, Powerball.
Powerball, the date was that one. All right.
Powerball.
17.
Okay. No, not 17.
19.
No, not 19.
21.
No, not 21.
37.
No, not 37.
44.
No.
The magic number, 16.
16!
We
got 16!
Is that
we got
good?
16.
What does that mean?
Does that mean we won something?
Powerball only on that weekend was
$4! Woohoo! $4!
$4!
Woohoo! We won!
We won!
Congrats!
I know you're impressed, aren't you?
I am.
And then I got this call.
This is your chance to win 2 free Bahamas cruise tickets for an all-inclusive cruise to Freeport, Grand Bahamas Island. Just answer our 3 music trivia questions correct to win. Question 1. Who is the artist best known for their love of the color purple? Press 1 for Stevie Nicks. Press 2 for Will Smith. Press 3 for Prince.
So obviously it's Prince.
I was hoping.
Duh.
So.
And they're asking a Minnesotan. Of course a Minnesotan's going to know that. Oh my God. So I answered all the questions, obviously got them all right, and I won the contest prize, which was indeed a cruise for me and Dean. And the thing is, I don't even know how they got my phone number, but the cruise is real. I got the confirmation after I won. We are going on a cruise.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It
we totally have a
scam.
Confirmation. Oh, it's probably a scam in some way. I mean, I read some reviews of this particular cruise, and apparently when you get down there, they try to show you timeshares.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't mind a free cruise to do a one-hour timeshare tour. Whatever. It's all good.
All right.
We won a cruise.
No, that's amazing.
We manifested it. But that's not all. The first week, I also won a $20 Amazon gift card, which I didn't apply for. I just got an email saying, because of your loyal customership or whatever. And I'm like, I'm not a loyal customer. And then I got a $500 windfall for past work I did months ago that I didn't know about. Anyway, at the end of the first week, Dean and I talked about all of it, and this is what he had to say.
So, things went pretty well. Would you say that was the secret that was doing that?
Oh, gosh, it's hard. No, I don't think so. I really don't. I think there were some great things that happened. We had a great week, you know, and we spent time chanting the mantra and focusing on it, but I don't think that really manifested all those great things.
Manifested?
Don't think it did.
But do you think I've been different?
So, yeah, a little. I think the secret brings to the front of your mind thinking positive thoughts, and I think that's good. Sometimes we get down, you know, although you're a pretty up person. But sometimes we do, you know, we let the world get to us, and the secret makes you think about positive stuff all the time. And I think that, you know, that just makes a more positive outlook. So I don't think it manifested all those things. I just think maybe we were talking about it when all those things happened.
So then why did all those things happen?
Maybe it was just our time. Maybe we were just lucky that week. The universe spoke. I don't know.
The universe spoke.
So yeah, as stupid as I think the secret is with its fake science and its dumb jargon and all that stuff that I just can't help but roll my eyes about when I think about the secret, a lot of stuff actually did go my way that first week.
Yeah, you were very lucky.
But hey, don't act all impressed, because things got real the second week, and not in a good way.
More on that in a minute.
So, Jolenta, everybody knows that I'm a little bit skeptical of self-help books.
Oh, we know.
But there is a place that I do need some help.
Where's that?
That's in the kitchen. As you know, Dean does all the cooking.
Very true.
Or he did, I should say, past tense, because Now I'm using Blue Apron. Hello.
What?
And they help me a lot. They give me the instructions I need, full detailed recipes. Plus, they deliver the ingredients along with those recipes so I can make incredible home-cooked meals as good as Dean's meals.
That is amazing.
And the meals are incredible. I made that salmon dish the other night.
You mean the salmon piccata with orzo and broccoli?
You know it was good.
I'm jealous.
I better be careful or Dean's going to expect me to cook like more than once a month now.
You might have helped yourself too much.
Uh-oh. But for other people who want to help themselves in the kitchen, check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/buythebook.
You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So get on it.
That's blueapron.com/buythebook.
Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Okay, Jolenta, let's talk about week two of Living by the Secret.
Week two is where things got very interesting for me. On the first day of week two, guess what happened? Listen.
Things are good. Things are good. Money. Money. Today, I found $2 on the sidewalk. And then later today, I got an email from my voiceover agent. And she told me that a commercial I did over a year ago just got renewed. And I'm just getting $600 in the mail for that. So that is awesome. That's never happened to me before. I've done commercials, but this is the first time I've just gotten one renewed. And you just get your fee again for that year. So I literally just got $602 handed to me like out of nowhere today. I think it's the secret.
Wow, you have faith in this stuff.
Oh, yeah. After the money came in, I was a full believer. I wanted to run through the streets of Brooklyn, like screaming in people's faces about how the secret is real. And, you know, naturally, my husband, Brad, noticed this and was terrified. He hit his breaking point in the second week one night at dinner when I started telling him how not only did I make free money, but a lot of astrology material was being sent my way that week.
Oh, my God.
Here's what he had to say about this.
I can't handle astrology right now. The secret's enough.
But, babe, I think the secret's telling me I like astrology.
No, you can't have the secret and astrology.
But they come together, I think.
No, they don't. Does the secret even say they come
No, together? But it's been sent to me a lot, and I'm enjoying it, so why can't I just enjoy
it? It means you enjoy it, though. That's all.
But why can't I just lean into that? I'm going to lean...
Oh, my God, that's a different self-help book.
You're a nightmare, Brad. So, yeah.
Oh, Jolenta. I love how reasonable Brad is.
I was a full convert. All it took was $602 and some astrology emails. And by day 11, I was a full monster. I became convinced that the secret could totally change the world. Listen.
I had a thought today while I was in yoga, because that's the kind of person I am now, that I like the secret because it helps me think less about myself. Now, this sounds counterintuitive because I literally start my day listing the things I like about myself and my life. But because I set up my days to be a little more happy and a little more accepting of my life, I'm not worrying as much about being a fat failure. And I'm able to listen to people I talk to and think about the people that are in my life so much more and their needs. Like... Kristen's going to make so much fun of me, but I truly think if everyone was able to implement these tiny little shifts in their life, they would go through life being much happier and much more receptive to the needs of other people. And the world could be a way nicer place if we weren't all so obsessed with all these negative things we fixate on, you know? We could put our attention elsewhere where it needs to be. And this is, this sounds so corny, but this is how I think you can apply something so personal and small to something so big. So really, if we all weren't driven so much by appearances and greed and took time to appreciate what we do have, we could then give that energy we use on such negative things to like the rest of the world. I sound like a fucking Lifetime movie, but I kind of love it. I kind of love it. Oh, that's my dog barking. God damn it.
And then I had to take my secret practices out west to visit my parents in California.
Do you have to smile that hard?
I do. I just need to feel it. You probably can't because your face has been rebuilt.
Hey.
It looks like you're smiling. You don't have that many fillers in. Dad, smile. Do you know how to? His face has never looked like that before.
So, you know, overall, things are nice and fun. And my parents don't disown me when I smile like a maniac over breakfast. And later in the trip, things got even better when my parents threw a party. Listen, my dog at this party was a fucking angel. I have described him as a terror, as hyperactive, as insane, and he was so calm, so chill. He sat on a couch and just fell asleep while everyone was eating. He didn't beg for food. He didn't bark. He wasn't going crazy when people were coming and going. He was an actual angel. Like, he was so good, I was mad at him because he made me look like a crazy person for telling everyone how shitty he is.
I love Frank.
You know, he's a handful, but a good guy.
He's a character.
So, I pretty much rocked week two. How was your week two, Kristen?
Week two was totally different than my week one. Week one, I'm moving traffic. Week one, I'm bringing in all the money, the lotto tickets, that cruise. The whole thing's going great. But week two, then I get sick. Really sick.
How you feeling? You feeling a little bitter?
I'm sorry. I threw up in your car.
These things happen. You're not the first person. Probably not going to be the last.
Oh, sorry.
So that was awful.
Oh my gosh, Kristen.
I don't know if
so
you can.
Rough.
I don't even know if you can tell how much I'm crying in that clip. I was bawling and throwing up. So it was like tears running down my face, snot, and I'm barfing. That's, it's all at the same time. It's very bad.
That's a lot of fluid.
That's why
girl.
I sound like such a baby in that. Anywho, so we soldiered through that sickness. Kept on trying to move traffic, kept on trying to make things better, kept on trying to manifest and so on. But then actually the very worst thing in the world happened, and this is no joke. Dean lost his job.
Can we talk about your job situation for a second?
Sure.
First, I'll tell you how I felt when you texted me yesterday afternoon when I was at work.
Okay.
And you told me that they let you go. So I felt two things. One, I felt like I really wished I was there to give you a big hug and tell you that I love you no matter what.
Oh, I know. I could feel the vibes.
And then the second thing I felt was overwhelming rage at what fuckers they are. And you know what? It's good they don't get to keep you because they don't fucking deserve you. And then I thought a little bit about, I looked down at my desk at the different work that was on my desk, and one of the things was about The Secret.
Yeah.
And I thought, fuck you, Secret. Because The Secret's idea that you get back what you put out into the universe. You just put nothing else but good into the universe. You're the most loving, supportive, kind, decent person I know. And you're the smartest person I know. And I know that you work your tail off for them. And
I do.
And I thought, fuck you, Secret.
Yeah. I feel like that, but doesn't work. Like, I totally gave that company everything. Hours and hours of my life, all the best work that I've done in years, and I got rewarded by being let go, which really sucks.
Or do you believe, I'm just going to get like totally secret on you here for a second, that maybe we're not looking at this from the right perspective, and maybe this is a blessing in disguise,
well,
and maybe that the good energy you put out was rewarded with you don't have to do this job anymore, and better things are going to happen, and you're going to actually have a positive outcome
like
out of
that.
This.
No, I feel like that today. Yesterday, I did not feel like that. But today, I had a bunch of mana from heaven fall in my lap. People calling me out of the blue who didn't even know something had happened, saying, oh, I have this great new opportunity you might be interested in. How did that happen? Maybe that was the positive energy I was putting out. Maybe that's what was... maybe the universe was thinking, it's time to reset this because he's not very valued at that company.
It's going to be better.
It's going to be better.
I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
All of this is happening despite my attempts at thinking good thoughts, my vision boarding, all that positive energy, my gratitude journaling, all of it. So it didn't matter that I was trying to be a positive magnet. I was only attracting negative that week, to use the dumb jargon of The Secret.
Wow. That's some heavy stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
I hope Dean's okay.
I love him. He's the best.
He is amazing. Kristen.
Yeah, Jolenta.
You know how I have to walk my dog every day because basic dog maintenance requires that?
Yes, yes, it does. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. That gets boring. It gets boring.
So what do you do?
Here's what I do. I use Audible.
Oh, you listen to books while you're walking Frank?
Yes.
Nice.
Why not combine dog walking chore with story time for my ears?
So then you can actually enjoy your walk way more.
Exactly.
So what have you been reading lately?
Well, other than self-help books.
You better not be self-helping behind my back.
Oh, never, never.
Although they do have a lot of self-help
you
books on Audible.
You can listen to anything on Audible. The latest, most popular fiction, some really gritty, amazing true crime. You can listen to famous people narrate things.
And of course, let's go back. They also have self-help books.
But most importantly, you can listen to self-help books on Audible.
Yes.
Turn your dog walk into a self-help seminar.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/pilot and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title for free and start listening today. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/pilot. That's audible.com/pilot and get started today. Now, Jolenta, it's time for the moment of truth. We're going to lay down the verdict on The Secret. Did it work? Did it change our lives?
I think it worked. I think The Secret is real. And I think I believe in the law of attraction. Like, I think it's a property.
But hold on here. Just a second. Before we get into this more, let's just go through our checklist of different things that we did that The Secret wanted us to
do.
Okay. Let's start with gratitude journaling.
Gratitude journaling is awesome. Every day I would go through all the things I was grateful for. And it hit me. I was like, oh, normally every day I wake up being like, I'm a piece of shit. What sucks today? But instead, I had to wake up and do my secret homework, which was, oh, I have a beautiful home. Like, I love my parents. Like, my husband doesn't suck, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that can help people's outlook if they're not used to being grateful for what they have. So what about the check?
Okay. The check, I have some qualms with the check and the vision board.
That vision board took me hours to make. Like, Kristen, hours and hours and hours, even with my dumb IKEA catalog cutouts and stuff, like... It took me so long. Like, Dean left the apartment and he came back and he's like, are you still working on this?
Kristen, I worked on my vision board for like a week. It took me a really long time. And I feel like I spent so much time curating it and stealing magazines and no time looking at it once I put it up. Mm. I do have to say the check, the writing the check for yourself and the vision board, if anything, were kind of downers to me. Because the check, like...
I just don't think it's realistic. The check thing doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I get it. The Secret's saying you're putting out the idea into the universe. That's a positive energy. But I guess you have to really, really believe in the check.
I feel like the vision board I'd be cool with if it was just like put up pictures of things that bring joy into your life. Because I feel like for me, that's mostly what The Secret did for me. Just sort of help shift my outlook and help remember there are things in my life that I should be so grateful for. And there are so many things in my life that are good. And beautiful. And, you know, more like appreciate the little things vision board versus a like,
here's
a picture of a Ferrari and like a vacation, you know?
All right. Let's talk about the smiling. The smiling for 60 seconds straight every day. What did you think about that, Jolenta?
I liked smiling. And I think, again, similar to the gratitude list in the morning, like I wake up with a scowl on my face. I have true resting bitch face. Like I don't smile much.
I have resting jolly face, though.
Yeah.
So I just felt like this exercise was kind of silly for me. It's like telling me to do something like
it's like telling you to breathe for 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's like breathe for 60 seconds. It's like, oh, I already have that dumb look on my face all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I don't know. I mean, what I'm thinking about with a lot of these things is if they aren't already a part of the way you do your life, they're a way to put into practice how to do those things.
Exactly.
If you're not somebody who walks around all the time like with a dumb smile on your face like I do, maybe being forced to do it is helpful.
Yeah.
If you're not somebody who like says thank you every day for stuff you have, maybe this reminds you to be thankful for those things.
And that I am apparently exactly that kind of person because – it totally helped me, and it gave me a daily reminder to do all these things I have never done on my own.
Yeah, but I'm going to get a little nitpicky here.
Mm-hmm.
Science.
What about
I'm putting the word science in quotes here, air quotes with my fingers. Like, the law of attraction is as real as the law of gravity, so says The Secret. And you know who really agrees with that? Not Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay, Neil deGrasse.
Not Kristen Meinzer.
Neil deGrasse Tyson has nothing to do with self-help. Kristen Meinzer minimally has things to do with self-help. And how do we know it's not real? We didn't know the world was round. We thought it was flat.
No.
We didn't know how gravity
works.
We're
just going to have to agree to disagree on this one. This is
not real. I just think it's fun. It's fun to imagine you're a vibrating particle along with everything else because, like, you kind of are.
Yeah. Okay. So that's mumbo jumbo. What about the victim blaming? Can we just talk about that for a second? Like attracts
yes.
like. That means that if bad things happen to you, you were attracting the bad things.
Yes.
No. Most people who bad things happen to, they weren't attracting them.
What if you look at it this way? The bad things you think about are, you know, that you'll never make enough money because your job doesn't appreciate you or, you know.
No. Okay. Specifically, can we talk about victim blaming in terms of, like, bad things happening to individuals? Your therapist died for no good reason. My mother died of cancer for no good reason. People die all the time who are not putting out badness into the universe. And The Secret does not apologize for their philosophy on this. Reminder, this is what the movie says.
Everything that's around you right now in your life, including the things you're complaining about, you've attracted. Now, I know at first blush, that's going to be something that you hate to hear. You know, you're going to immediately say, I didn't attract the car accident. I didn't attract this particular client. I didn't particularly attract the debt. I didn't attract whatever it happens to be that you're complaining about. And I'm here to be a little bit in your face and to say, yes, you did attract it.
Okay. That's really harsh.
That's really harsh.
No, that's really harsh. And out of all the things in The Secret, this is the one thing I have trouble getting on board with.
Okay.
I don't think your mom attracted cancer. I don't think my therapist attracted a brain tumor. I think they're good people that did good things, and I can't live in a world where if you accidentally think a bad thing, you get cancer.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let's get back to this verdict. Like, seriously,
right.
We need to just lay down exactly. Are we saying we recommend the book, or are we saying we don't recommend the book? What are you saying, Jolenta?
I recommend The Secret. I don't think we're surprised by that.
No, we're not surprised at all.
I think you can have fun with the mumbo jumbo. I think it is good if you need help and, like, concrete actions to shift your perspective a little bit from something darker to a little lighter. And I think you do need to take it with a grain of salt. I think you can pick and choose what chapters you read if you get the book. It is worth it. I think I would recommend it. What is your verdict?
All right. So, you know, I think this book is stupid.
Yes.
You know, I think the science is fake. The jargon is idiotic. The victim blaming is unacceptable. I think this book has a lot that's wrong with it. But all that being said, I recommend the book.
What? You made me defend this book to the death, and now you're like, honestly? Like, it's full of shit, but like, you could do it.
Yes. No, but here's why. Here's why, Jolenta.
All right, why?
I have never seen you more happy. I've never seen you more positive. I've never seen you less complainy, in particular about your weight. You did not bitch for 2 weeks straight about your weight, which I think is a record for you.
And, lifetime record.
Yeah. When you were practicing The Secret, you were the jolliest, happiest version of yourself. You were so not critical of yourself. You were so much kinder to yourself. And for those reasons, I can't completely say The Secret is a waste because it made such a difference in your life. So of course I'm going to recommend the book. If it's turning somebody I love into somebody who loves herself, that's a miracle in and of itself.
Oh,
so
Kristen.
I have to recommend the book. I'm going to recommend The Secret.
Wow.
I'm recommending it. Yeah.
Yay. The Secret's real.
It's not real. It's not real. But to quote good old Abe Lincoln,
otherwise known as Kristen's boyfriend,
I reckon folks are just about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And The Secret helped you to make up your mind to be a little bit happier about yourself. So, yeah, I think we agree this week.
You love The Secret.
Shut up.
You're going to marry it. You're going to marry The Secret.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Don't even.
Okay.
I am never reading this book again.
All right. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Jolenta. I love you.
I love you, too. And that's it for By the Book.
Our producer is Cameron Drews. Our managing producer is Mia LaBelle. Thanks also to Laura Mayer and Andy Bowers at Panoply.
Our music is by Nate Wyda, and you can learn more about him at natewyda.com.
Please let us know what you think of the show. You can find us on Twitter at JolentaG and at Kristen Meinzer.
And let us know what books you'd like us to do next, like...
How to Be Famous by Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt.
The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo.
Or French Women Don't Get Fat by Mariel Giuliano.
You can subscribe on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Kristen Meinzer. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Yay.
I want to do something just like really crazy.
Like what?
Like The Art of Partner Swapping or something. What? I don't know.
Is that a book?
I don't know. I just made it up.
Okay.
We could write it.
We're not writing self-help books here, bitch. What do you want to do?
All right. So I also think it'd be really funny.
This show is part of the Panoply Pilot Project. Ever wonder how a podcast gets greenlit? Now you get to be part of the process. Help us decide which pilots will become series. Cast your vote by subscribing at iTunes.com/panoplypilots, or you can vote at panoply.fm/panoplypilots.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.